Good morning to you all. Welcome to our service. I'm sorry I'm not with you today, but down in Derby at the wedding of my nephew. But by this time you see this, I'll be on my way back up to Glasgow. But I'd like us to look this morning at Psalm 61, just the first four verses of Psalm 61. I'll be reading from the New King James Version. David writes, "Hear my cry, O God, attend to my prayer. From the end of the earth I will cry to you. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in your tabernacle forever. I will trust in the shelter of your wings." This is a very moving psalm. Psalm of David, and it's time of great personal tragedy, as well as a national one for Jerusalem and Israel. Personal tragedy, and the word he uses in the verse one, "Hear my cry," it's written more or less like that in all our versions of the Bible, but it's a little bit understated, because what he's actually doing is wailing his cry to God. He's in such a desperate state. It's a roar that comes from him, one of extreme emotion. He's desolate because of what has taken place. And we find what has taken place in 2 Samuel chapter 15. And this is the revolt of David's son, Absalom. Absalom was a great favorite of David, an extremely good-looking young man by all accounts. And it's told there in 2 Samuel that Absalom stole the hearts of the people of Jerusalem, the people of Israel, from David. And he led a revolt against the kingship of David and wanted to become king himself, and then pronounced himself to be king as well. The curious thing is that David leaves Jerusalem, the city. Jerusalem is a walled city. And yet David didn't see it as being secure, somewhere that he could defend, somewhere that all the people could come to, and he would be able to fend off the revolt of Absalom there in that walled city, almost impregnable. But of course, the city had been taken before, and Absalom had grown up in that city and knew it very well, and perhaps knew ways of getting into the city, invading it, and taking it over.